Adrienne Outlaw is an artist and educator working in Nashville, Tennessee. She has two children, age 3 and 18 months.
You know, I don't mind saying this. In the past life, I would have been horrified and humiliated, and I'm still struggling with that a little bit, but I think I'm still suffering from postpartum depression. I just don't pick up the phone. I don't email anybody. I just kind of sit and sort of look at art things going on in the world and get pissed off because I don't have the time to deal with them. I resisted having children for a long time because I knew what I was in for in terms of I was going to be the primary caregiver of our children, and I have never felt particularly well equipped for that. While I am very maternal, I think I'm maybe more equipped to be maternal to high school and college age children and helping them learn how to think. I think what has shocked me and still fascinates me and depresses me is I cannot think my way out of a paper bag anymore. I can't think of words. I have a difficult time carrying on a conversation. I am completely distracted all the time. Part of this is just an amplification of how I used to be in terms of being distracted. But, you know, sort of my favorite phrase is, you're going to have to email me that. And if you don't hear from me, email me again, because A, I can't talk on the phone, because as soon as I pick it up, a child will start talking to me. B, I just won't remember it unless you're 3 years old and hanging off my leg. I'm not paying attention to you. And it's just so interesting to me how easy it is to hear stories of, oh, she's pregnant, or oh, her kids are little, or, you know, all of that, and then to actually live the experience. Since I've had children, I have been adamantly, feverishly obsessed with continuing to be identified as an artist. When I'm only identified as a mother, it pisses me off. I don't know why. I feel like I should be more graceful about it. You know, even one time I was meeting with a gallery director and she asked me if I was planning on continuing to show my work now that I was having children. And I was so offended by the question. I don't know that I even knew how to respond. And I keep thinking over and over in my head, you know, when I had my first child, I had a major museum exhibit, and I just put my six-week-old baby in the middle of the sculpture, and we worked around her. And I mean, it was hard. You know, I was always leaving to go nurse. And people keep recommending that I do this, just sort of take it easy and raise my babies. And that's just not the route for me. The route for me is I have to figure out a hybrid of doing both. And one of the reasons I delayed having children until later in life was because I didn't know how to do both until I had the financial stability and emotional stability to be able to pull it off.